It's my turn now to introduce Mr. Exciter Glenn. We talk to Glenn once a month. Glenn runs a number of car shows through the year, and I want to talk to you specifically to start with about one that was on last weekend. So, first of all, welcome, Glenn.
Hello, my friend. How are we? Are we excited today?
Yeah, we're always excited down here, but probably not as excited as you are because you're the most excitable man I've struck. Glenn, the first thing that I want to talk to you about is that you had a big car show last Sunday. Now, you and your team, and the team is you and probably one or two others and your little son, you had a terrific effort, and the reason that I'm so excited, it was you were raising money for MND, weren't you?
Yeah, and it was absolutely an overwhelming success. We were flat out all morning. There were about six other car shows on, and we virtually nearly, not quite, but we nearly filled up the Manhattan. It was, we raised nearly $4,500 in 2 hours.
Fantastic, so, isn't it?
Ken... and his lovely wife were absolutely very emotional and overwhelmed with the amount of support they got. Now, it was absolutely amazing.
Before you go on, you need to mention their group because apart from the fact that they were at your organisation, they're at many different things around the country. So we need to mention Ken and his wife, and it's Bumblebee, isn't it?
Bumblebee for MMD. They're just huge advocates for this organisation, but Bumblebee for MMD is where you'll find them on their website and Facebook. All the help they get, they really do need. And they were very, very shocked with the show. They've never been to my shows before, so they were very shocked.
Well, apart from everything else too, we should mention they get around in an old Holden van. And it's got MND and Bumblebee. It's done up like a bee, isn't it? So the reason why I want to mention it, if people see it at any function they go to, that's where the money's going to go, is it?
It's a driving classic Holden panel van billboard with MND, Bumblebee written all over it. And you can see it from miles away. It's where they have all their merch and all their details on how to donate. And like I said, every money bit of raise last Sunday, we handed it to them there and then in front of the people. So it was absolutely, we got standing ovation from the people, and it was just an absolutely massive success. So we will do another show for them next year.
Yeah, well, you and your team deserve all the credit you can get for that. Now, what out of all the cars that were there, and this is going to be a hard question, and some of your friends mightn't be too happy when you pick one out. What was the best car there?
Well, the best car there was because we had 21 trophies available, and this car did win the best vintage trophy, and it easily was the most amazing, probably the rarest car in Australia nearly. It was a 1927 Rolls-Royce Phantom.
1927 Rolls. Gee, that'd be worth a fortune, wouldn't it?
Yeah, probably nearly $1 million.
And they brought it out to the show?
Yes. There was a gentleman I spoke to who has never been to any of my shows. He drove it out on the day. It was an absolute... I can't describe what this car did to the show. It was... everyone flocked to it. As soon as it drove in, it was like something you saw out of a movie. With the Queen or King driving, you know.
So you gave out 21 trophies, did you say?
Yes, we had 21 trophies, and we gave them all out to all random different all everyone. It was a hard, it was a very hard to pick for the trophies. It was because we had a lot of cars there, but it was a massive success the whole day. And I'll say this too: I met another 7 to 8 people who had MMD. Who travelled from all over Victoria, who I've never met before, who opened up to me. I had a gentleman who owned a 1950s Hurst who had MMD, and he was with a walker, and he drove that into the show, and he got the best Ford trophy on the day.
Did he?
Yes, and I didn't know he owned it. I didn't know the gentleman with MMD drove that car, and he got a trophy. So he was very, very emotional. Wow. It was emotional all around, and... Geez, it's unbelievable the people you meet. It's just, yeah, it's really hit me, this show. It's really hit me.
Has it?
Yeah, in a good way.
Yeah.
That we're going to continue supporting Bumble Beef for MMD next year. We're already planning next year's show for them, so.
That's terrific. Because, that Neil Danaher has put it on the map, but it's all right to get it on the map, but you've got to still keep money coming in to fund it, don't you?
Well, I think what I love too is Neil Danaher is the forefront of this disease and the amount of awareness he's put out there. But what I love is Bumblebee for MMD is a part of that. And they're like a small army who are running, like driving around the countryside, going everywhere in Victoria to all different events, doing just such great work, this couple. I really take my hat off to them. Like, they drove to the Manhattan nearly 4 hours away.
I was going to say, because I interviewed Ken a couple of months ago, and they live well up the country somewhere, don't they?
Yeah, they live past Paul Punker, and I think they left at about 4 in the morning. So the dedication from them is amazing, and me and Ken have already spoken yesterday about what we want to plan next year, and I'm going to be doing two charity shows next year. One will be not for MMD, another one will be for mental health.
I've got to take a quick break,
yep.
And we'll be back to talk to Glenn about the new year.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing, jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing the bushes of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell twist. Jingle bells chime in jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square in the frosty air. What a fine time, is the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding on one horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and mingle in the jingling feet. That's the Jingle Bell Rock. Not a bright time is the right time to rock the night. Gliding on one horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell rock.
Woo! Hi, this is David Oaten. On behalf of my good mate Alan Collier and myself, we'd like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Stay tuned to Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Thank you, David, and I echo those sentiments. Glenn, now, first of all, you mentioned merchandise for Bumblebee. Now, I guess they've got a website, have they? So people, even though if they can't get to donate, they can obviously get on the website and buy some of the merchandise, and the profit of that's going to go to Neil Danaher again, isn't it?
Yes, every cent from the merchandise, which they sold a truckload of it at my show, which was good. Fantastic. I think they sold $1,500 worth as well, which is great amount of merch, which every cent goes straight to MMD. They don't take a dollar, not even 5 cents from anything. So, you can jump on their website. They have a great Facebook page, Bumblebee for MMD, where they've got links. You can even message them direct. They've got a phone number on there and everything. So they'll definitely lead you to the right direction.
That sounds fantastic. All right, so hopefully people will be able to give some money, and if not, prior to Christmas, time's a bit tough, but hopefully in the new year, people might be able to get on the website because that'll be there. all the time. Now, what have you got coming up for the start of New Year? Well, first of all, you haven't told us you had another one up in Coldstream, didn't you, just before Christmas?
Yeah, we had another one at Yarra Farm Fresh up there. It was the end of November, I think it was, and that was just a huge success, another great show. Great family event. It was a good crowd. We had a bit of drizzle, a bit overcast, but they all came. I'm flat out, and like I said, all of next year is already booked out. I'm already booked out. I've got every month already booked out for the whole year. 18 shows ready to go.
So when's your first one?
My first show is actually on a public holiday. It's on Australia Day on Monday, the 26th of January at the Manhattan Hotel. That will be my first show of the year.
Beauty. And hopefully it'll be good weather.
Oh, I think it'll be spot on. It'll be massive. And I'll say quickly too that, like I said to you before, I am doing a show for Bumblebee for MMD, but I've actually reached out to Beyond Blue to do a massive mental health awareness event after. Yeah, there's just a lot of people struggling at the moment with there's such tragedies happening like the one at Bondi Beach, and just people are struggling mentally with so much bad stuff happening in the world, and I want to try to help people in that space. And Beyond Blue are so shocked that I emailed them yesterday, and they're very keen to talk to me ASAP. So
when do you plan that, or you haven't planned it yet?
Well, I've planned all my car shows next year, but one of my shows will get picked for Beyond Blue. We'll just work out one of the biggest shows I do next year, and the whole show will be dedicated for them. So that's the goal. I just know too many people at the moment in my a lot of followers of mine, and even Ken was telling me, he's lost a few friends himself through mental health. Which I just want to, I really want to do something in this space. I think Ken's even going to be, Bumblebee for MMD's even going to be helping me with that as well.
Sounds fantastic. I've got to take a quick break, Glenn, and we'll be back with more.
As I can take off my tie so I can breathe. Me, I'm going where the fresh air is blowing. Take a little walk in the country with me. Walk in the country with me. Watch the sun sinking down on the trees. It's gonna do us some good to get down in the woods. Take a little walk in the country.
I'm talking to Mr. Excited, Glenn, and we've been talking about his shows for the year. And we did interview Ken, so if you go into our podcast, you look up the 3Ws, yarravalleyfm.org.au. On the left-hand side, you'll see podcasts there. Click on that and you'll see my smiling face, apart from others, will come up on the next page. Click on that and go down there and you'll find Mr. Bumblebee. If you can give them some dollars, it'd be terrific. And, of course, you've got the opportunity to get something for your money. If you want to, you can buy some merchandise. And as Glenn said, the money will go directly to MND. Glenn, we're fast coming to an end for the year. You've got a busy year coming up next year. So what happens at Glenn's house on Christmas Day?
A lot of excitement, mate, because I've got a three-year-old son and a nine-year-old son who I think, believe it or not, could be as much more excited than me. So we're really looking forward to a Christmas break. I'm still working. I'm actually working in Warrigal today. I'm going to be having 3 weeks holiday, which I tell you now, mate, between you and I definitely need a holiday. Because,
I'm not surprised.
I'm full steam ahead next year. But Christmas break will be grouse with the family. As you know, my family, even my sons, are heavily involved in my shows. Cody's got his own Cody's Choice Award, my nine-year-old. And it's pretty funny, mate. Out of the 21 trophies, his trophy's the biggest. So everyone wants my son's trophy. so that works out very good. But, no, it's a family event. And I want to say live on radio too, if I can. I want to thank my great volunteers, my friends who... I had 10 of them come to the show on Sunday in high-vis vests and help me park cars. And without my team and my my volunteers, I couldn't do it. There's no possible way I could do it by myself. So I'm very thankful.
No, that's terrific. Glenn, look, it's probably time for us to go. I need to move on. But thank you for your participation during the year. Now, I won't be here during January. We rest the show over January because... people are on holidays and that, so we'll be back on the third Wednesday in February.
Yeah, no problem, mate. Could I thank you too for your amazing support all year round, mate? I really appreciate having a chat to you every month. It's been fantastic.
Yeah, not a problem at all. We're happy to do it. Look, please support this Bumblebee. They're a terrific mob. You can listen to Ken on the podcast. I did a podcast with him. And look, you know, what Neil Danaher has done, he's put that disease right on the front page, but it still needs money to for research because they still don't know what caused it, do they?
No, they have no idea how it happens. I even found out last night that one of my best mates who drove a 69 Camaro, who I haven't seen in a while, he just told me that he's got MMD. And he's had to sell his Camaro, and he's the same age as me. So he can't even drive it anymore. So I was deeply shocked, and I only found that out yesterday. This disease is actually spreading very, very quickly and far and wide. We don't know why, but a lot more people are getting it now, and it's a scary thing. So like you said, mate, the more money we get, the more we can find out about it. So
yeah, it's not like anybody's making any money out of it. All they're making is going into research. So, I mean, anything we can do to support that, we'll support, because I just think that while Neil has done a terrific job, he needs the money to pass it on to the people that will find the cure one day, or at least find what's causing it to be able to do, because you can't find a cure until you know what's causing it.
That's exactly right. And, I think Neil and all of his team and all Bumblebee and all of them getting together and trying to fight this disease together is a brilliant thing. And having Mr. Excited on board now is just an added bonus. So,
You get excited, anything that you get involved in, you certainly get excited in anyway.
No worries, mate. I want to say have Merry Christmas to yourself and your family, mate, and have a great new year and have a good break as well.
No worries. Same to you. And I look forward to talking to you in February next year.
No worries, mate. Everyone stay excited and stay positive. I'll see you next year.
See you later, mate. Bye.
See you, buddy. Bye.